Oh, let's see now. It says education, did you go to elementary school or?
No, I didn't go, get changed to go school. My mother was sickly and I didn't, and it was a big crowd or something. We had to reckon the time was hard then.
I know exactly what you mean, cause my granddaddy only went through the third grade.
That's right.
He had to go to work.
I had to go to work.
But yet he was one of the smartest people and one of, he really got his education from the Bible and the Central Book.
That's right.
I mean, you know, people can talk about it, but like Vivian, Vivian had all that education. Frank's didn't finish grammar school, but Frank's got 10 times much.
That's right.
Sense.
That's right.
So, I mean, you know, they're thinking now about people, instead of going to so much formal school, they can't let them go out in the community and learn from other people. Well, you used to do that a long time ago.
That's right.
So, did you have a big family, a lot of brothers and sisters?
Yeah, he was, my mother was a mother, 9 head of children.
Why you?
Yes, ma'am.
You have more boys or girls?
It was 3 boys. She had 4 boys, but she had 2 twins, but they died when they was babies. Well, it only left 3 boys and 4 girls, so I lost a sister. So it ain't but 3 sisters and 3 boys. Sometimes we get together. Ain't been together in a good little while.
Well, you know, I had to show you that picture. My mother, who was 83, and her sister, she had 7 sisters. One of them wasn't there. One of them lives on Carrot, South Carolina. And she's the oldest one living, and so she wasn't really able to come. But anyhow, I had 6 of them.
6 of them.
In other words, 5 sisters and my mother-in-law there for a party. And they're all so old now, they can't drive. They can't see very good.
Can't see very good.
So they had to have somebody bringing them. And if that wasn't a cute bunch, you
I bet see. That was sweet.
And they enjoy it, and they get together on every one of them's birthday.
Get together.
And they did have 2 boys, and they both passed. One of
them. Passed.
Showed you men, though.
No.
Oh, well, let's see. Well, see now, do you belong to any kind of social clubs? Or any, what?
No,
y'all get together with friends.
No, I don't belong to no club.
Well, you know, that's a big thing. Now, Frank doesn't either. But she said, boy, let me tell you, said some of these folks spend all that time. And they have church. You know, she's in the choir.
Yeah.
And they run against each other. You know, they like to have sort of see who can get up the most money.
That's right.
Of course, they all want friends because she doesn't want about getting up money.
That's right.
But do you take much active part in, you know, in your church work, or you ever have time? I tell you, working people don't have time.
Don't hardly have time, but I do help on the usher board and, you know, and missionary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the Baptists do an awful lot with that missionary work, don't they?
Yes, yeah, sure do.
I think it's wonderful. Y'all believe in tithing, you know, taking out the...
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Francis, let me tell you how they do. They publish a list of everybody who hasn't paid their dues. They put it right in front of the church, and I bet you one thing.
That's right.
And at my church, this would be so long, couldn't get it on the door.
That's right.
Oh, Lordy. But I was just thinking about, you know, like some people. Now, my mother belongs to a bridge club. They never play bridge. They just talk.
Talk.
It's just, now that's, she's having a club. When was it? I guess it was Tuesday.
Tuesday.
And it's old, it's Haygood Church. We used to go to Haygood Methodist Church, and those are some of those old ladies, you know. Now, my mother said,
yeah,
she wouldn't know it, but she is. But they used to meet and sew and bring the kids, you know, the children, little ones.
Yeah,
of course, they all got grandchildren.
Uh-huh.
Have you got grandchildren?
No, ma'am.
I have, but I'm so, I'm telling you. But young people, they're so busy, they don't have time.
No, they don't have time.
But I tell you right now, it's my mother has her hands full with her grandchildren. My brother, she has to sort of see after my brother's children.
Well, that's the way it is with my mother. My baby brother's wife, and she walked off and left the baby when he was about, wasn't a year old, and so my mom been having that problem with that baby, you know.
And of course, it's being her son's children, she's gonna be
ready. Yeah, well, she did not take the part in my dad's sister, because my dad's sister, she left 7.